This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. President Joe Biden suggests he has a path around Congress to get more aid to Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Last week's deal to keep the government open did not include the $13 billion in supplemental aid the president's seeking, with several Republicans like Jim Jordan against it.
The most pressing issue on Americans' minds is not Ukraine.
At the White House.
It does worry me.
But the president says there's a plan B. So what would that look like?
He's going to speak to this when he's ready to do so.
The president and spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre say he's planning a major speech on Ukraine and remains confident the money will flow, with top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer saying most lawmakers are on board. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, over 1 million bullets are on the way to Ukraine thanks to a U.S. Navy seizure from an Iranian ship. VOA's Alexis Strope reports.
Russia has long turned to Iranian-made drones to attack Ukraine. Now Ukrainian forces will be using bullets seized from Iran against Russia troops. A U.S. Navy ship seized the 1.1 million rounds off of a vessel that was being used by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps to arm Houthi rebels in Yemen's civil war. The rounds are standard for the Soviet-era Kalashnikov assault rifles that some Ukrainian military units still rely on. The transfer comes at a time when Republican congressional support for Ukraine is in question after the ouster of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
European leaders are expected to assure Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky of long-term support on Thursday. President Zelensky is expected to attend a summit of the European political community in the Spanish city of Granada. The forum was established to foster cooperation among more than 40 countries following Russia's invasion of Ukraine last year. This is VOA News. The administration of President Joe Biden announced Wednesday it has waived 26 federal laws in the southwestern U.S. state of Texas to allow construction of a wall along the border with Mexico. The decision marks the administration's first use of a sweeping executive power employed often during the presidency of Donald Trump. The Department of Homeland Security says the construction of the wall is part of a busy Border Patrol sector seeing high illegal entry. According to official data, about 245,000 illegal entries have been recorded in this region during the current fiscal year. About 75,000 workers launched a planned three-day strike at facilities operated by U.S. healthcare provider Kaiser Permanente Wednesday, making it the largest ever such action in the sector. Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks has more.
Those walking off the job include nurses, medical technicians, and other support staff at hundreds of hospitals across California, Oregon, Washington State, Colorado, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. A coalition of unions says the firm has failed to address staffing shortages, leaving medics overworked and underpaid. Kaiser says hospitals and emergency departments will remain open. They'll be staffed by doctors, managers, and contingency workers. But the action is another sign of wider, growing labor unrest in the United States. Unions have become bolder about asking for better pay and benefits as inflation soars.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks. In sports, for the first time in more than two decades, the Minnesota Twins are moving on to the next round of the U.S. Major League Baseball playoffs. AP correspondent Gethin Kulbaum has the story.
Sonny Gray struck out six over five scoreless innings to send the Minnesota Twins on to the American League Division Series after eliminating the Toronto Blue Jays with a 2-0 Game 2 win. Minnesota's two-game series victory was its first in a postseason series since besting the Oakland A's in the 2002 ALDS. Twins manager Rocco Baldelli.
We work our whole lives to get to moments like this, just to have a chance, and we took advantage of our chance.
Carlos Correa hit an RBI single to plate the game's first run in the fourth inning. Toronto starter Jose Berrios allowed one run on three hits with five strikeouts over five innings. I'm Gethin Kulbaum.
For more on this and all the stories we're covering, follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com, as well on social media such as Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter. And remember to download our VOA News app. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.